Marconi.
And a couple of times I have shaved bald to the nub.
Nick.
Sam isn't going to stop hairy itch in the groin.
Tiny.
Oh, could you imagine some Sweet Baby Ray medicated barbecue sauce? Oh, man, the possibilities.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
You just got hairless, undefined dough.
Back together.
Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I, Bolognese Francine Marconi, and according to my mirror, I'm pregnant. I mean, I'm not sure if the father is pizza, Nutella, or ice cream, but either way, I'm having a baby. And Nick, you're going to be an uncle soon.
Nutella uncle.
He's living on the hope that it's never too late to be born into insane wealth. Say hello to Nick Miles.
Hi, I'm spending like I was born into insane wealth, unfortunately.
Now, Tiny isn't here today, and I have to say this, Nick. He went on a picnic, and I blame you.
Yes.
This is it. Now, listen to my theory of why I blame you. Because you went on a diet a few weeks ago and stopped making food at your house when Tiny would come over. Mm-hmm. And normally there'd be a smorgasbord of glorious delights for Tiny to chow on during the podcast. And this was kind of a way to lure him to your house. And then the podcast was just coincidental, right? But you stopped doing that a few weeks back and you resorted to like, well, I'll give him a snack box. It seems like Daddy is way more hungry than we thought because he chose going to a picnic today instead of being with us. And I blame you for that because he just hasn't been getting fed.
And it could definitely be my fault, but I want you to think about this because traditionally when you go to a picnic, you get deck chairs or armchairs or, you know, camping chairs, you get a blanket and then you get a hamper of food and you carry it from the car, maybe up a trail, you know, down through a field by the side of a river. Usually, you know, could be anywhere from a 3 minute to a half an hour walk to wherever you're having a picnic. Can you imagine what it must be like for that poor guy to carry a chair big enough that he's sitting, a blanket big enough to cover him, and enough food to feed him through the afternoon? It must be horrendous.
He's got one arm with the chairs and then a giant satchel full of picnic foods, and he's ready to go. And that's not, and it's not for other people. It's just for him.
Yeah. I've seen him make picnic food.
Yeah.
He takes a loaf and just cuts it in half. And then puts the meats in the middle.
A loaf of bread or cheese? What are you talking about?
A loaf of bread. He just take a loaf of bread. Instead of cutting into slices, he cuts it clean down the middle and then just sticks butter and meat in the middle. That's one sandwich for Tiny.
I see. Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad he's with the one he loves today. And that's really important because I feel like, you know, we don't know when our lives are going to end. Why not be happy all the time if you can? So he'll be back.
Absolutely.
He'll be back once Nick starts cooking again, I'm sure. No, but I do have people occasionally ask me, like friends ask, why do you guys have to eat during the podcast? Is there any other? And I have that question too. But like the last episode, you destroyed some equipment because you were trying to cut a bag of cookies open, right?
Yeah.
You cut
my headphone cable.
And you paused there for a second. Were you remorseful? Were you having a moment of sadness?
If this was television, you'd see my head bowed towards my feet.
Are you going to be able to fix those headphones?
No. It's done. Like, there's nothing worse than tape around a wire of a new pair of headphones. It's just like, you know what? I'm over it. I'm sadly embarrassed.
I mean, it did make me.
I'm embarrassed that I cut my own headphone cables while opening cookies. I thought I was being intelligent by cutting the cookies open rather than opening the package. And clearly I got what was deserved.
But the question, the question was, why did he have to do it during the podcast when conversation was going on? Like, what about that led to that situation? Why is it always eating while talking is part of it?
Have you ever been at a bar? And you sit down and the person opposite you goes, sits down and they have let's say a French 75, which is gin, lemon juice, and champagne. And you're like, that looks way better than my Diet Coke. I think I'll have one. Well, I sit for 2 hours every week watching Fatty consume a massive snack box during the show. And I was like, I don't consume snacks in the show. I sit here watching him bag down bag after bag of Doritos and Milky Ways. And I, the one time I reach over and decide to have a little cookie, the one time, this is what happens to me.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's, and I've heard you guys slurping down bowls of pasta and all that kind of stuff during the podcast. And I just wonder, is there any other time but the exact time we hit record on the podcast that you guys could consume food?
Well, what you have to understand, too, is if Tiny's at my house, then he's eating.
Is that the only thing he's there for?
I mean, so it's not, you know, it's not disrespect to the, yeah, it's not disrespect to the podcast. It's not disrespect to you. It's just, if he's here, food is being consumed. So
is there any way?
It's just like par for the visit.
To have part of a meal right before we record, then we could take a break, and then you could eat some more. Like, we could have staggered recording sessions just so, because what seems to happen during the podcast is I am in a losing battle with the two of you between your attention on 12 different things, including, but not limited to, food. And I don't know, there's no way I can compete with that. That's for sure.
I think the question is, when does the consuming of food stop and when does it start? And let's be honest, it doesn't stop. So you're always going to lose. Like, he walks through the door with probably something in his mouth. And when he leaves, he has something in his mouth. And guess what? There's something in his mouth all between.
I guess we'll just have to speak
with
him.
There just isn't a space for not eating.
Well, I mean, there's got to be like, you know.
There is no part of the day that there's no part of the day that involves not eating.
I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. During the podcast, we have an opening song each week that is reminiscent of a previous episode, some highlights, some clips, whatever it might be. And we've come to about 6 or 7 songs, and I've decided that we need to have a back together countdown. Are you prepared now
for
the podcast favorite songs so far?
I'm a little apprehensive. I'm not sure what to expect, but all right, go.
Coming in at number 6 is Noah Larson featuring Baby Tooth. This is Money, Money, Money.
You already know we're back together. Everybody wants it.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody needs it.
Money, 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 money.
Gotta have a little bit.
Mega box, mega box, mega box, mega box.
Show me that paper.
Money, 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 money.
R.I.P. Noah Larson, if you're not alive, but we still... Either way, we honor him, you know? I mean, he's a very special man.
Feels like I'm poor because all it's talking about is money.
But doesn't it encourage you to go get that paper? Does it encourage?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm making a list right now.
And coming in at number 5, another guy possibly dead, Dolphins at Play by Eric Nobody.
Have you ever gone across the seas to Ireland?
Ireland.
And watch the barefoot dolphins at their play.
softens the blade.
Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways.
Teach us their ways.
They blamed us for being what we are.
Such a lovely soliloquy from a man we don't really know, but maybe one day we'll see him again. Nick,
you can hear the drunkenness.
We don't know that, Nick. There's no confirmation. There was no...
Yeah, we can hear. I can hear it.
There's no breathalyzer taken.
I might be able to smell it, too.
Coming in at number four is, well, one of my personal favorites from a rap generator on the internet, created the lyrics. Da Real Nick... It's Thicky J featuring Sweaty Big.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, Mrs. Brick, it's time.
I'm doing a real rap because I can't conceal the real rap. The zeal of the real rap pulls on my heels as I peels the orange of the real rap. I gotta love it, though.
Rapping to the eel. Gonna move your wheels.
The hog, got some log. My dialogue, dirty frog. In a Nashville state of mind.
In a Nashville state of mind.
I wouldn't download this. If I heard this at the club, I would ask for a refund.
Sweaty Big.
When I was young, my husband had a powerhouse. I was kicked out without no mouse. I never thought I'd see the warehouse. Ain't a soul alive that could take my husband's blouse. Blouse.
The real Nick can't conceal Nick, because the real Nick likes the cereal Nick.
Thinking of food, yes, thinking of food.
Thinking of food, yes, thinking of food. In a Nashville state of mind. Beyond the walls of witches, life is defined. I think of food when I'm in a Nashville state of mind.
Thinking of food, yes, thinking of food.
Thinking of food, yes, thinking of food.
In a Nashville state of mind.
Yeah, thinking of food, yes, thinking of food.
Oh!
Now, Nick,
after it.
You were part of the recording of that. But we never got to speak really much about it after you heard it on the podcast. How did it make you feel once you heard the full produced version of Da Real Nick?
You can tell, and you can sit back, and you can listen to that, and you can understand that there was world-class studio involved, world-class production, world-class musicians, and the shittiest an English rapper you have ever heard.
Now, don't say that about yourself.
Period.
I think you did a fantastic job.
Do you know a shittier English rapper than me?
Now, I wouldn't call you a shitty English rapper.
Just name one.
I'll wait. all right, well, we'll move on from that. This is number three. Your high anus, it's male titty milk.
It looks like I've got back titties.
Male titty milk.
Titty milk.
What a visual.
Titty milk.
I've got back titties.
Titty milk.
What a visual.
Titty milk.
Male titty milk.
Titty milk.
I've got back titties.
Titty milk.
Male titty.
Titty milk.
You know, I find myself singing that when I'm pouring my coffee and, you know, putting the creamer in. Maybe it's just I heard it too many times. What, you can't picture that going through your head more than once?
Pouring coffee into milk and singing about milk is not my idea of drinking pleasure.
All right, number two, Big Daddy Rumpkins. This is Beautiful Beehole.
A beautiful butthole. I don't force my poops, I let them happen. I don't force my poop, butthole. I don't force my poop. I kinda was on my bed and I pointed my butthole to the heavens. I don't force my butthole.
That's Big Daddy Rumpkin's Beautiful Butthole, and he's reminding everyone, safety first, don't force your poops. I think it's a really good message, and I truly appreciate it.
Have we missed any orifices, or have we covered them all today?
Well, I'm just wondering, during that song, it sounds like you were clicking away. What are you taking care of other business? What's happening?
I was actually trying to see if I could find all these songs located on Back Together Pod, because I think it would be, if I ever want to send them to anyone, which I probably don't, but.
Wait, you're trying to like recruit more people that would never want to listen to the podcast? Hey.
No, I'm just wondering what I'll say when my mom comes, mom calls.
That should be your outgoing message, the milk one. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're ready for this, but it doesn't matter. Coming in at number one, it's WAG, WAG, Wet and Gushy. It's Thicky J featuring Big Gluten Sugar Loaf.
I said certified free, 7 days a week. Wet and Gushy make that pull-out game weak. Woo! Yeah. You dealing with some Wet and Gushy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this Wet and Gushy. Give me everything you got for this Wet and Gushy. Park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me dream, make a stream, out in public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. Yeah, you dealing with some Wet and Gushy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this Wet and Gushy. Give me everything you got for this Wet and Gushy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some Wet and Gushy. I'm talking what, that's some Wet and Gushy. Yeah, see, it's all about your domestic chores. Hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house, there's some hose in this house. There's some hose in this house.
Yeah. That's what we came here for.
Thicky the production J. on that is top-notch.
Thicky J featuring Big Gluten Sugar Loaf. That's WAG, Wet and Gushy, the remix. I believe that, I mean, that could challenge, I don't know, Cardi B better watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, after you did that song, how do you feel?
I bathed in bleach. That's what I did.
Well, there you go. That is the Back Together countdown, the top six songs so far. Nick, you know, we do have a website. It's backtogetherpod.com. And it really has everything.
Yes.
It has links to our Spotify playlist.
I'm on it right now.
All of our side podcasts. You can leave us a message. Tell us your favorite podcast song so far that we've done. You know, there are a lot of things. But we have a Facebook group. Make sure and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and even TikTok at BackTogetherPod.
I hit the button that says leave us a message.
Yeah.
And it kicked me out of the website. Did you block me?
Of course. What do I want a message from you for? Jeez.
Exactly. I just want to make sure that you blocked me and there was nothing wrong with my computer. You blocked me.
Yeah.
I get it. I'd block me too if I was you.
Last week, we wanted to talk about this. Britney Spears has a conservatorship or whatever. Is that what it's called, a conservatorship? I don't even know. We don't normally even talk that much about celebrities on this podcast, but this was so interesting to me. And
yeah,
Britney Spears has an Instagram feed that is just creepy and weird, right?
I think she's a little whack.
Well, but have you seen her videos on Instagram?
Yeah, some of them are okay, but then some of them are like, what were you thinking?
No, all of them make me feel like something's going on, like she's not in control of her accounts. And not only just her social media, but her money has been in a conservatorship. And I guess her dad controls all of her money or something, or did. And she had to go to court to change that.
He did, but she started making moves to stop that. And now I read the headline that her sister is now wanting to take control of that.
Yeah. So what's that all about? Like, when did she go? Was she considered like she wasn't mentally stable enough to be in control of her own finances?
I'm not familiar with this case, but that I think is a solid guess.
So her dad was put in charge of her money, even to just go get like, I'm sure she got like a stipend of allowance or whatever each week, but I don't know how much, you know, or anything like that. But you can't tell when her Instagram videos are filmed, if she just films a bunch at once and then just they post them throughout the month. But she's wearing pretty much the same thing. Now, this is a person who's probably close to at least a billionaire.
She's definitely a billionaire, I'm pretty sure. A lot of these people make millions just from a concert.
So now her little sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, is secretly named the trustee of her massive fortune. She would just rather have her do it than her dad. So now her little sister.
No, I don't think she. I'm thinking that she's not doesn't have any choice. I'm thinking that this is sanctioned by some higher power.
But it feels like there's not an end to it. Do they think she's going to get better and then they're going to give her control eventually? I mean, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, if she was competent and she could have control, then she could petition the court for it. And if they could prove her competency, she should have control of all the money. It suggests that maybe there was some point in the past that she wasn't competent and that governorship of her fortune has not been returned to her. Definitely smell a rat. There's something weird going on.
Because of the amount of money that she has, I feel like maybe it's in the best interest of the people that are in control to stay in control of it. So somehow they figured out a way maybe to keep her on this drug and that drug. And maybe she's fine and we just would never know it because she's constantly on some kind of medication that kind of tweaks her behavior.
Medication definitely looks like it could be a possibility, taking all of this strange shenanigans into account.
There needs to be a movie made about this, even if it's made up. Like a character like Britney Spears that's being held against her will. Maybe it could be like Richard Simmons. I feel like he's under the same situation.
I think a lot of these celebrities probably do crack after a while. The pressure is too much.
We haven't seen Richard Simmons in how long? Over a year at least or more. And he says he's fine, but he's kind of like disconnected himself from society. Nobody knows why. Maybe do you think he got fat or he doesn't? Because we haven't seen him.
Like, when was the last time he put out a video or did a TV public appearance or anything?
Yeah, where are those videos sweating to the oldies? Come on now. Maybe it's just he's too old. I don't know. Maybe he didn't know how to retire. Like
his new series is called Sweating as an Oldie.
Flop sweats to the oldies. I really hope that Brittany, I don't know why. I just thought of him when we were talking about Brittany having a conservatorship, because I kind of feel like there's something going on with Richard Simmons in maybe the same kind of way. But Brittany, she's only in her 30s, and I feel like I don't know. She can't be that mentally unstable, can she?
Maybe it's just that she doesn't want to deal with it and someone else. I mean, she did raise her own kids, right? She brought them up.
I mean, I guess, you know, she married K-Fed. That should have been enough right there to, like, lock it all down. But it's weird that he kind of seems like maybe he's the normal one. Out of the two?
Now, at least he's the normal one. Yeah. Like, at the time, he was a bit different.
Can you imagine? Because at one time, you know, Britney and Justin Timberlake were together. Could you imagine them, like, if they had kids or they were connected for life? Justin's probably like, oh, my God, thank you so much that I didn't have, you know, this isn't my life. But, you know, I only wish for the best. I think they should, someone needs to investigate. I feel like it's not being thoroughly investigated but in her favor. I feel like somebody, whoever's looking into her mental state, is probably paid by the dad. You know what I mean? Like, whoever is in control is the one that's having the mental investigations and not somebody in Britney's best interest.
Conspiracy theory.
And there's another thing. You know, OnlyFans, Bella Thorne joined OnlyFans and crashed the website. She claims that she's already made $2 million in her first week on OnlyFans.
Clearly time to start an OnlyFans site.
So here's the thing. What you do, the basic membership for Bella Thorne, it's $20. So
$20,
right? You sign up, you're part of Bella Thorne's club. You get a message from her saying, thank you for joining. And then a couple of times she'll send like a goodnight message. Hey, thanks for joining my club. Good night, everybody. And it's like an audio message only. And then she'll wake up and she'll film, like maybe she's like doing a photo shoot And you get a behind the scenes couple of things like that. Now, from what I've seen so far, there is nothing any different from like her Snapchat story or her Instagram. So you're paying $20 to be part of this, and then you'll get a message the next day that says, oh, I was doing this and I thought you guys wanted to see my booty. And then it's blocked out, and you have to unlock the photo, you have to pay $20, sometimes $65, depending on, you know, what she deems it's worth. So you're paying $20 for the opportunity to pay more money to see more pictures.
Shrewd businesswoman.
I mean, I'm proud of her for figuring out a way, like, because right now she's not able to make movies or go on tour with music or anything like that. So, I mean, it's figured out a way to make some money. And if you're making $2 million a week.
Nice. Yeah. I would say that's the sort of money that I should be making.
Right. I feel like maybe there should be a Nick OnlyFans. And honestly, I'm not using it. You could use the hairless lotioned feet idea if you want to.
True, but then the next thing you know, there'll be people asking for special videos and I'll be making a fortune and I won't be able to do the podcast. It's only downhill from here on in.
Oh, we'd have you on as a special guest on how you made your fortune.
With hairless feet.
Here's what she has on her, she has different levels. And this is a message from her OnlyFans page. She sent like a whole thing of her breakdowns of her premium categories. So VIP is $500. And I guess that's per month. And that includes one text per week, a first look at behind the scenes content, new music, merch, etc., free weekly photo or video in DMs, and a special birthday video during subscription, date of birth, proof required, all that kind of stuff. 50% off custom orders, priority DM, follow back on Twitter during subscription. So I guess when you're done with the subscription and she unfollows you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it also includes she'll smoke with you once per month. Like, so I guess you do FaceTime with her or something. What I'm guessing is she'll smoke on camera on a live feed, and only the people that are part of that group will get a watch.
I mean, I'm guessing, do you know who else is watching, or is it just you watching and you don't know how many other people are watching?
Well, it's probably just a feed of, you know, her, and it's like a, you know, you have to be part of that, her OnlyFans to have access to it. Either way, I mean, $1,000 a month or $500 a month, whatever, seems excessive. I'm glad for her.
I mean, all I'd have to do is a month of that and I'd be set.
Right, exactly. See, Nick, that's all you do. And I'm
$8 million, thanks. See you, bye.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Nick, I certainly hope Tiny can be lured back in some way for our next episode, but if not, it was a pleasure talking with you as always. You know, I always enjoy our time together. I was going to ask you in our closing arguments segment of this podcast, is there anything you'll do different next time?
If I was going to do anything different next time, I would never shave my pubic hair.
No, come on. Really? You shave down there? You shave? You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I had on our
I did it once and I'll never do it again.
I am constantly, I have a mini vac in my bathroom just for vacuuming body hair. And I hate saying pubic hair because it sounds so much more disgusting than body hair. But a few of my exes have specifically said to me, I didn't realize how much body hair you had. And I don't really think of myself as like abnormally hairy or anything, but I'm constantly shedding body hair all the time. Like I have to, like if my mini vac isn't charged, then I'm getting a broom out in the middle of the day just to make sure that my bathroom is free and clear at all times.
What you'll do to have a hair-free bathroom.
And a couple of times I have shaved bald to the nub.
Bald to the nub.
But I have, and the only thing is then it gets kind of itchy when it starts growing back and, you know, scratchy. And so I didn't like that. But that laser hair removal stuff sounds painful.
It feels like someone's whacking an elastic band against you.
Have you done any of that?
Yeah, I did it on my chin.
You have a full beard.
No, yeah, but I did it a bit low on the neckline, so you don't get the ingrown hairs. And I did it on my chest once.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I always have to shave down right there because it would look like your dad, you know, your dad with the hairs that are like just trying to escape from your shirt.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, in an intimate situation with your significant other, do you prefer someone who's, I mean, I, you know, like with a girlfriend, of course I prefer her to be not have chest hair. But like,
right.
But like if you ask most women, they'll tell you that it's weird when men shave their chests.
I don't know. I prefer a shaved chest. You know, do you prefer a man with a shaved chest or a hairy chest?
Are you asking me?
Yes, oh, I'm asking you.
I thought you were asking your husband.
No, I'm asking you. Oh. My work husband. Well, no,
you know, honestly, I haven't thought of, I mean, I see men, you know, that women oogle over.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're hairless. But I think in real life, like those are pictures, or like say it's a celebrity with the, that's shirtless, or a yeah. or an athlete or something like that. That they'll post on social media that they find attractive, and I never really think about it, but I guess you know, yeah, like I've always thought being hairless is probably better, but I think some women are creeped out by that, especially when you're not chiseled like an athlete. Because then you're just like, you've just got hairless, undefined dough.
Yeah, I mean, like hairy, nobody cares about hairy dough or hairless dough, but if it's well chiseled, I like it to be hairless.
Right, there you go. Yeah, so if you've got like a six pack and pecs and the whole situation.
Well, you don't have to, I mean, you don't have to have like muscles, but as long as you're relatively healthy and you're at least 2 years away from a heart attack, I prefer you as smooth.
So is that your new standard, is like relatively healthy 2 years away from a heart attack? Do you ask these questions up front, or what? Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, well, clearly.
Well, you know, I'm certainly a lot to think about. So would you suggest,
ooh,
what happened?
I hit the mic. Sorry, I was moving my hand.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it was. There was no damage involved. I was just shaving my chest.
So do you think, would you advise, should I shave down?
Everywhere?
Yeah, just like from the neck down, hairless.
See, it's not the shaving down that's the problem, it's the growing back that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But then like,
well,
can you...
if you want everyone to think you have groin lice, go ahead.
Groin lice? Oh, you mean because I'll be scratching all the time?
Yes, sir.
Well, can't you put like some salve down there or whatever, or something that...
All right, try it. See how that works out for you.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Salve isn't going to stop hairy itch in the groin. Maybe if you were in a tub of salve, maybe if you sat in the actual tub of salve, it would help, but it's not going to help.
Oh, well, thank you for your advice, sir. I will take it all under consideration. Remember, whatever you do in life, never explain yourself, because once you start explaining, you'll never stop.
Welcome to the podcast.
No, it's over now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what happens every day on the podcast. We explain ourselves.
Yeah.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together.
Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts
at backtogetherpod.com.